LA Dodgers take a commanding 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series back west after a 5-1 Game 2 victory over the Brewers last night at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Yoshi Yamamoto went the distance for the Dodgers to pick up the win. His only blemish came in the first when Jackson Churio sent the first pitch he saw over the wall in right center for a home run and a 1-0 lead. After that, Christian Yelich and the Brewers held scoreless.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better, you know. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and, you know, find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know. Fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in game three.
Freddy Peralta allowed 3 runs over 5 2/3 innings to take the loss. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball great. You know, he gave up 1 pitch in the sixth, gave up a homer to Muncy on a 3-2 pitch, missed his spot. But, I mean, Muncy's got the most home runs in Dodger history in the postseason. So, very talented guy that's seen Freddy a bunch. But, I mean, that wasn't the difference in the game. He went out there and did the job.
Next 3 games set for Dodger Stadium, starting with game 3 on Thursday night. The Bucks wrapped up the preseason with a 116-112 loss to Oklahoma City. At Fiserv Forum, Bucks coach Doc Rivers on the loss.
We had taken care of the ball better. That was the difference in the first half is we turned the ball over and they didn't as much. And I thought that was the difference in the first half. I didn't like our defense in the first half at all.
Cole Anthony scored 21 off the bench to lead the Bucks, while Giannis Antetokounmpo 16 points and 7 rebounds. Bucks will open the regular season next week at home against Washington. Dallas Mavericks signing their coach Jason Kidd to a multi-year contract extension. He's 179-149. During his 4 years with Dallas. Packers back to work today, and they will head west to take on the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday afternoon. Packers made a move yesterday. They released kicker Mark McNamee from the practice squad. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.